Well, good morning, everyone, and a very special good morning to all the kids who have joined us up at the front. Now, it is true, Peter used to be my Sunday school teacher, and I know what you're thinking, kids. How is that possible if I look older than him? To be honest, I don't understand it either. There's 10 years difference, but it doesn't look like that. But anyway, well, kids, I want to come and talk to you a little bit about Christmas. Christmas is one of my favorite times of year. And what I'm going to use to help me talk about Christmas is these things that are going to appear here. Does anybody know what these are? These little faces that you add to the end of a text message, or maybe you add to WhatsApp or Facebook or whatever it is. Who can tell me? Yes. Emojis, yes. So emojis are going to help me, because they're free and I don't have to buy objects, they're going to help me to tell you a little bit about what I want to talk about today. But I should say, just at the very beginning, I must admit, I was a little bit worried about coming to Carrick today because, I mean, I saw the news this week about this thing. Now, look, we need to talk about this. Terrifying. I don't know whether the boys and girls heard. Basically, boys and girls, there was a goat that escaped in Carrick last Saturday. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. It was in the newspapers. It was on the TV. The UTV described it as a goat rampage. That's a true story. Basically, a goat escaped. It went to Eurospar. Other shops are available. It went to Eurospar. It tried to get into the Eurospar, okay? Didn't get through the automatic doors. Then it decided to charge at a few people who were trying to get into the shop. And then on top of it all, it decided to eat, you know, the little plants that are for sale sometimes outside shops? It decided to have a munch on those. So that's what happened. So I was a bit worried. But anyway, now that we've got that out of the road, I want to talk to you about what I've actually come here to speak about, which is about these things, presents, gifts. And you know what? We get gifts for lots of different reasons throughout the year, for birthdays, for maybe even wedding presents or anniversary gifts. And especially we get presents and gifts at Christmas. But I wonder, have you ever thought about why we get gifts? Why do we get gifts at Christmas? Now, I know the sort of historical answer is that it's because of these three blokes. A long time ago, they came and they presented three gifts to the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If it was me, I might have got a mother care voucher or a packet of nappies or something, but these were representative. These meant something to each one of, these things represented things to these people. But I suppose, in a way, that explains to some extent why we give presents at Christmas. But what about the rest of the time? And why did these three blokes give gifts? Well, I think the answer is because of this. Because of love. You see, this year I decided to get for my mum a fancy perfume. Went out to the shop and bought perfume for her. Now, it's not because my mum smells bad. Honestly, it's not. I bought the perfume for my mum because I love her. And so often that's why we give presents and gifts to different people. Maybe if you give a present or gift to your mum, it's because you want to demonstrate that you love her. And even if it's you're giving a present to a teacher that you don't really like, well, maybe you give it because you love the fact that she doesn't give you a lot of homework. There are lots of different reasons, but it all seems to come down to love. And you know what? There's a verse in the Bible that mentions God giving something in love. And it's a very well-known verse. For God so loved the world that he gave a gift. Now, this wasn't a gift that you could go into the shops or the Eurospar, wherever you go to get your gifts. This was something very, very special. Because this was his one and only son. As a gift, God gave to each one of us a baby. Now, if somebody bought me a baby, I can barely look after myself, let alone a baby. But this is what God did. And there's a reason why God gave this gift to us, this little baby, because he grew up and he went on to become the savior of the entire world. That's how special this little baby was. And you can see at the end of the verse there, it tells us just how special, because it says that whoever believes in him, the gift, the son, shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that's the amazing, amazing thing about this Christmas gift. The fact that God sent his only son as a gift to each and every one of us to demonstrate to us just how much he loves you and me and all the grown-ups that are gathered here. He loves us, and all he asks of us is that we love him back. And we don't have to give a gift to him. All we have to do is tell him that we love him and that we trust in him. And when we promised in that verse that whoever does that will not perish but have eternal life. You know, there's, I suppose we're kind of used to Christmas now, aren't we? We've had a few behind us, and we kind of know how Christmas functions. We know we have to get the lights out. We know we have to get the wrapping paper and all these sorts of things. But if you take time and pause and just think about how amazing, amazing Christmas is, I need to mention him again. I'm sorry. This will be the last time, I promise. But I suppose it's shocking to us all, well, it was to me, that a week ago, a goat turned Carrick upside down. That's what happened. A goat turned Carrick upside down for a few hours last Saturday. But that's amazing to each one of us. That's shocking. That makes the news. But have you ever thought about the fact that Christmas is a time when we celebrate how a baby didn't turn Carrick upside down, but turned the world upside down? Not just Carrick, the whole world upside down. This was a very special baby called Jesus who grew up, who preached and healed people, and then who went to the cross to die a terrible death, but 3 days later came back to life to prove who he was, to prove that he had the power over death and over sin. That's how amazing this gift was. And I think at Christmas time especially, we should take time just to think about how special that is, how a little baby turned the world upside down. And he still turns the world upside down. And if you trust in him, he'll turn your world upside down. Not by ruining things and munching plants and all those sort of things like that goat did. But he'll turn your life upside down for the better and help you and stay with you forevermore. So, boys and girls, I want to pray. And then we'll hand back to Alison. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you so much for that little gift, that little baby that you give to each and every one of us. And Father, we thank you that that little baby represents to each one of us your love towards us. You giving of that gift was you demonstrating your love to each one of us. Father, we thank you for that gift and how that gift, that little baby grew up and became savior of the entire world, turning the world upside down. And we thank you for that. Father, we pray that at Christmas time, we'll all take time to realize just how incredible it is that a little baby turned the world upside down. And Father, if there's people here who don't know Jesus, Father, we pray that you'll step into their lives and turn their worlds upside down for the better. Father, we want to thank you so much for this morning. We want to thank you for all the kids that have taken part and demonstrated their talents and reading and singing. And Father, we thank you for that. But Father, we pray that we'll all give you a gift back, which is ourselves, by loving you back because you proved to us that you loved us by sending your Son into this world. So, Father, we thank you for our time together, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.